Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Chris Moscovides back on the show. Chris has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last few years, president of TMG eMedia, a cybersecurity consulting company. He serves governments and businesses all over the world, and he's the author of Cybersecurity Program Development for Business. It's a Bible that you need to have on your desk, not in your on your counter, not on your shelf. And he's our good friend. Chris, welcome back.
Jim, it's wonderful to be back.
It's good to have you back. Chris, I love what you want to talk to us about today because it's so important. One of the things that I talk about all the time on the show, but today especially, we've been focused all day long on helping small business CEOs track trends, helping them forecasting where their world is going, so that they can somehow stay in the right lane. And 100% of all of that is connected to the next generations of technology. And you've got some trends, some technology trends that you want to tell us about. The first one is artificial intelligence. That's going to explode. I mean, we think we know about it now, but 5 years from now, that's going to explode in ways that we can't even imagine today. What do you think?
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and I would say that it's going to be even closer than just 5 years from now. I think it's artificial intelligence is exploding right now. Major companies are using it for their competitive advantage. It has really impacted several professions, white collar professions that you wouldn't think would be impacted, because people think about artificial intelligence and robots and automation, and they think about the truck drivers and autonomous cars. But already lawyers are impacted by it. Already doctors are impacted by it. And let me assure you that you and I and all small businesses are going to be severely impacted by the inroads and what artificial intelligence is going to do for us.
Well, and when people think about AI, they think about, the self-driving cars, or they think about other things. But the truth is, we're already, every time, in a way, every time you search on Google, you're dealing with AI, aren't you?
Yes. You, first of all, your phone, your smartphone is full of AI applications. And there's a lot of confusion. I mean, you need to get a little bit deeper into it and distinguish artificial intelligence from machine learning and things of that nature. But essentially, yes, every time that you use your smartphone, you're interacting with artificial intelligence applications. Any time that you're using any kind of intelligent assistant, be it an assistant that would, the auto dialers where you call your insurance company and they say, please describe the problem you're having, that kind of stuff. All of these kinds of applications are artificial intelligence applications, and they're dramatically reducing costs.
The personal virtual assistants, they're artificial intelligence.
Yep.
And so this brings us to another one of your points, and that's privacy. Every time we leverage artificial intelligence, it impinges a little bit on our privacy, doesn't it? We're getting something, but we're giving something. Isn't this – this is kind of the conundrum that we have in the digital age, isn't it?
It is, and I think that, once again, and as usual, you hit the nail right on the head. Privacy is part of what we're trading off in order to get all of these free digital personalized services. And it's also the subject of my new book coming up in July, Privacy, Regulations, and Cybersecurity. So the issue here is this: it's the amount of data that's being collected about us through all of these intelligent machines that surround us is in the terabytes daily. So all of this data is aggregated, correlated, and distributed and sold behind us without us even knowing what's going on. There is attempts to regulate this thing, but we ourselves don't even understand what this is all about. So we need to have intelligent conversations as business people. We need to have intelligent conversations about this as citizens and demand appropriate regulation and appropriate safeguards
right.
to what we consider near and dear.
And even if it's so easy and cool, maybe some of this stuff that's that easy and cool, maybe you could do without it. In other words, I'm not being a Luddite here. I'm not being a Luddite here, but I'm just saying maybe just be more judicious and discerning about how you use this artificial intelligence help. What do you think?
I think that you're right. I think that you need to make a personal choice about what's important to you. And I think that that's absolutely critical. I mean, it's one thing to be posting pictures about puppies on Facebook, and it's quite another thing to start putting all of your personal information on
right.
Facebook, from birthdays to babies to relatives
right.
and everything else.
And
all of this is collected and very valuable.
And your conversations. Right, quick break, right back with Chris Muscovitti. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.